From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Help is on the way. That's the message from President Bush today as he prepares to visit the flood-ravaged Midwest. In Illinois and Missouri, volunteers worked all day piling sandbags atop levees and floodwalls to keep the Mississippi River at bay. Good news in parts of Iowa, the waters have begun to recede ever so slowly. But as NPR's Martin Costi reports, people in southeast Iowa are growing as frustrated as they are isolated.
For an idea of how hard it is to get around southeast Iowa right now, just talk to the guy driving the Budweiser truck. Dusty Miller lists all the places he can't reach.
Cattlemark or Casey's are all underwater. Oakville, that's underwater. Alette's, Grandview, can't get to them.
When Miller's truck pulls into the partially flooded town of Columbus Junction, he gets a cheer from the guys hanging around Main Street. One of them is Mike Winters. His mom lives in Fredonia. It's the neighborhood just across the flooded Iowa River. He hasn't talked to her since the water started coming up last week. The phone service has been spotty here. But now he reaches her and he describes the scene on his side of town.
No, it's still 4 or 5 foot. Bowling alley's still submerged, so fire station's still underwater. Part of it anyway. But that's it, Mother. Welcome to our world.
He and his mom try to figure out what route they could take to see each other.
Yes, but that's still a 2.5 hour trip to just get to Fredonia. Yeah, bye.
Where is she? It's her mom, right?
She's just across the bridge and about 3 blocks in.
There are similar scenes taking place all over this part of Iowa, where it seems as though almost every bridge is blocked by a National Guard Humvee. And the county roads are clogged with orange dump trucks full of sand. They're helping to shore up levees such as this one, where the Iowa River joins the Mississippi. The National Guard and volunteers have been working for days to build up a few extra feet of height. Still, the water is seeping through, and Amanda Geddes, working for the Army Corps of Engineers, points to a spot in a field where water bubbles up out of the ground.
It's a boil.
A boil?
Yeah.
So the levee's developed a boil. What does that mean for the uninitiated here?
A boil is when water pressure seeps down under the sand layer, beneath the clay layer of the levee, and it pops up between 10 and 250 feet beyond the levee.
Is this a threat to the levee?
If it gets serious enough, it is.
Her colleague from the Army Corps drops some sandbags into the boil. The levees have already been breached in at least one spot near here. Retired farmer Ed Frank stands on his front lawn looking down at a swath of flooded land.
I felt kind of guilty out here mowing my yard when...
You felt guilty?
Well, I did. People running around and they're trying to save the levee, and here this old man is mowing his yard.
Frank says he thinks most of the farmers down here near the Mississippi have insurance, but he still feels terribly sorry for them.
They're going to come out on the short end. Here you got $7 corn and nothing to sell. Couldn't be worse. I've never seen anything close to $7 corn. And here these poor guys who could have had a big year, made some money.
Just past Frank's driveway, the National Guard has blocked off yet another road, cutting him off from his neighbors. And he's getting tired of this maze of roadblocks.
They got deputies on a road that runs into the water and try to keep people from driving into the water. I don't know.
Frank says he wishes all the guys in charge of roadblocks would go lend a hand at the levees instead. As far as he's concerned, the more sandbags, the better. Martin Costi, NPR News, Mediapolis, Iowa.